following is a presentation of Epic Esports Radio Network. Live from Oregon, broadcasting around the world, you're listening to the Coach's Corner Radio Show. Sit back as we provide in-depth analysis covering all your favorite sports. Football, baseball, soccer, there's not a sport that we don't cover. So step up to the plate, get ready for a hit. We're putting on a show, and Coach Craven's hosting it. So without further ado, we proudly present to you your host, Coach Brian Craven.
Welcome to Coach's Corner Sports Nerds, brought to you by Epic Esports. We're doing another Big Head Baseball recap this on week two. As you know, when you're listening to this, we are currently on week three, so some of this stuff is probably old news to you, but we're going to do it anyway. Starting with game one of week two, the Las Vegas Jokers at the Los Angeles Wild Things. Jokers entered the series 1-3 and reeling in the early part of the season. I want to be offended by that, but it's true. We are reeling. LA coming off a 2-2 week one, but they're looking to keep pace with New York and the man meets. Jokers had lost three straight coming into today, meaning LA was the heavy favorites, the Joey Phillips lock of the week. Wild Things over the Jokers. Again, I want to be offended, but facts are facts and they don't care about your feelings. Some of the game highlights. Gunny McGuire, I love that guy, but I wish he hadn't done this. Hit a three-run blast to lead the Wild Things on offense. Dick Slap Tallywhack, that one's never going to get old. Added two more RBIs for LA. Dave Axis hit another home run, but the Jokers offense struggled late. Peter McLongfellow threw 6 2/3 innings, giving up two runs before Adam Williams came in to give up three runs and take the loss for Vegas. Dutch Armstrong for LA had a strong outing, going 7 innings, giving up 3 runs before Molecular Chungus came in to pick up the win. Both offenses scored late in the game, but the LA offense ultimately came out on top. Final score, Wild Things 6, Jokers 5. Moving on to the quirky turkeys at the Atlanta Marauders. Kirky was listed as heavy favorites going into the series, despite both teams coming in at 2-2. Atlanta put up a fight against a much more talented Kirky team in Season 3, but the series still appears to heavily favor Kirky. Season 3 Cy Young winner Herschel Hershey is masterful on the mound, throwing 6 innings and giving up only 1 run on the day. William Thompson of Atlanta picked at the respectable pitches. Good grief, a respectable 6 innings of 2-run ball before the Atlanta bullpen gave up 7 runs in the final 3 innings of play. Now, that just feels like Atlanta, doesn't it? All things Atlanta. Daddy Davis, awkward, recorded 2 hits and 4 RBIs to lead the Turkeys' offense. Wow. Dix B. Tweenerlegs, Carl Von Carl, and Meals Wheels. I don't think I'd noticed the old tweener legs. Meals Wheels also recorded multi-RBI game to give the Turkeys a total of 11 runs. Puma Longtree from Atlanta was the lone bright spot, scoring 2 runs on 3 hits, including a home run. The final score, Turkeys 11, Marauders 5. Moving on to these BHB series of the week between the Miami Knights and the Cleveland Steamers. These franchises were longtime rivals, dating back to when Miami was known as the Irvington Mad Pandas. And I'm disappointed. I'm disappointed that the Mad Pandas are no longer a thing. The teams met in Season 1 semifinals and Season 2 semifinals, with Cleveland coming out on top both times. Miami is under a new owner since these matchups have happened. The former Cleveland players Frankenbeans and Javier Brizzo went over to Miami in the offseason. Game highlights include R.A. Dongy from Cleveland and Troy Pressing from Miami both getting roughed up early, with both pitchers giving up 5 earned runs. Steamers offense kept afloat by Kevin Chumbawamba, who had 2 home runs and 5 RBIs in the game. Nice game. The Knights bullpen imploded in the ninth inning with Chumbawamba hitting a walk-off home run. Stanley Yelnats recorded 4 hits in losing effort. Well, Chunky Blobfish recorded 3 RBIs. Tom Rahman, we call his name a lot. Tom Rahman hit another home run on a multi-hit day. Final score was the Cleveland Steamers 10 and the Knights 8. Moving on to the New York Evil Empire and the International Man Meets. I know, they're not the Evil Empire, but it's New York and you have to say it. New York finished week 1 with the best record in the league, but only 1 game ahead of the Man Meets. The Meets are searching for a new rival due to their traditional rival, San Juan, going down in flames. The International thinks they can give New York a run for their money. New York beat International in both series they played in last year. Game highlights, Weston East for the Man Meets threw 6 innings of shutout ball, giving up only 2 hits and 2 walks to the Empire offense. Bart Daniels from New York went 5 innings, giving up 2 runs on the day, but it's not enough for the Empire. Biscuit Basher was the only positive for an Empire offense that managed just 5 hits. Basher went 2 for 2, scoring the only Empire run. Dingerslinger and Russ Perry recorded an RBI each for the Meets, as it is just enough for them to get the victory 2-1. Day 2, Game 2, Las Vegas Jokers and the Wild Things. Stone O'Brien for Las Vegas went 4 1/3 inning, giving up 3 runs in a shortened outing. Johnny Dickshot from L.A. got touched up for 3 runs and only 5 innings of work. Lefty Beeman for Vegas and Adam Williams combined for 4 2/3 innings of shutout work after relieving O'Brien. The Los Angeles offense was led by Gunny Maguire. It started off hot but cannot score late in the game. Maguire went 3 for 5 with 2 RBIs on the day. Maguire representing Lone Star. That's right, Lone Star. Anyway, Joker's offense featured home runs from Devin Anthony and Fat Hammer. Hey, I know that guy. Giving them the edge late in the game. Final score, Joker's 4, Wild Things 3, tying the series 1-1. Kirky Turkeys and Atlanta Marauders in their second tilt. Jack Ringer of Kirky shut down the Atlanta offense going 7 innings while only giving up 2 runs. Ringer also struck out 6 batters on the day. Freddie Helium went 6 innings, giving up only 3 runs, but the Atlanta offense could not back up his quality start. Salvatore Cash Money hit a 2-run home run for Kirky. Carl Von Carl added a 2-run blast of his own. Parker Thomas for Atlanta and Puma Longtree are the only Atlanta players to really get a hold of Ringer. Both hit a solo blast for Atlanta. Turkeys take this one and the series lead 2-0, game 4-2. Miami Knights, the Cleveland Steamers, looking to tie up this series. Rick Vaughn threw 5 innings, giving up only 2 runs before the Steamers' bullpen is blown up for 10 earned runs over the final 4 innings. Yikes. Franken Beans from Miami was masterful in his first start against his former club, going 7 innings, giving up only 1 run. Thermos Monsoon, still my favorite name in the entire league, recorded 3 of Cleveland's 7 hits. Barry Bonds, Wes Connors, and Ricky Rodriguez all homered for a Miami offense that erupted for 14 runs. Steamer's bullpen continues to struggle. Final score, 14-1 in favor of the Knights, tying this series up 1-1. Moving on to the Empire and the Man Meets. Sumi Tu takes a bit to settle in for the Meets, giving up 3 runs and only 5 innings of work. Willie Knox went 7 innings, giving up only 1 run before the Empire bullpen blew up late. Joey Phillips got the scoring started for New York, hitting a 2-run home run off of Sumi Tu. Man Meets staged a late rally, led by Easton West and Nicholas Orenco, who both picked up RBIs for the Meets. Late game heroics by Eric Shun tied the game in the ninth before Freddie Trammell, another Lone Star guy, hit a go-ahead 2-run home run in the top of the ninth. Final score, Empire 6, Meets 4, series tied at 1. Game 3, Las Vegas Jokers, the Man Meets. A.J. Stryker got roughed up after going only 2 2/3 innings, giving up 5 earned runs. The L.A. offense struck early, but the pitching of Liam Boss is really the highlight of the day. Boss went 8 1/3 inning, giving up 0 runs and allowing only 5 hits. Adam Williams and Willie Herman combined for 4 scoreless innings to keep Las Vegas at a respectable distance. Dave Axis continues his strong start of the season, going 3 for 4 with a home run. God, he's going to be insufferable with that, isn't he? Rick O'Shea recorded 3 for 4 day with a home run and 3 RBIs. Final score, Wild Thing 7, Jokers 2. L.A. leads the series 2-1. Next up, the Kirky Turkeys and the Atlanta Marauders. Steve Stevens. Hey, did you play guitar for Billy Idol? I'm kidding, but seriously. Knocked out after 4 1/3 innings, giving up 3 earned runs in the process. Bryant Dynasty for Atlanta, that's ironic, also gets knocked out early, going 3 1/3 innings while giving up 2 earned runs. Difference in the game, the Kirky bullpen went 4 2/3 innings, giving up 0 runs. The Atlanta bullpen went 5 2/3 innings, giving up 5 earned runs. Titanius Engelsmith for and Salvatore Cash Money record home runs and combined for 5 runs to give the Kirky offense, to lead the Kirky offense. Meals Wheels tacked on 3 RBIs to supply the Turkeys with more than enough offense. Parker Thomas, we hear his name a lot, he's one of their better hitters. And Mighty Bunch Jr. put up a respectable effort in the loss with each player hitting a home run. Final score, Turkeys 11, Marauders 3. Kirky leading that series 3-0. Back to the series of the week. Game 3, Miami Knights against the Cleveland Steamers, just in case you forgot. Mario Cano threw a one-run gem for Cleveland, going 8 innings while giving up only 6 hits. Ricky Kwan was roughed up, giving 4 runs and only 4 2/3 innings of work. I really, really am butchering this today. Kevin Chumbawamba continued his hot streak, picking up 3 more RBIs on a home run. Asuka Suzuki, I feel like that's in a video game, records a 3-hit game with 2 RBIs. Igor Mondavi recorded the lone RBI for Miami, going 2 for 3 on the day. Miami, 1 through 4 hitters combined to go 1 for 14, heavily contributing to their lackluster offense. Yikes. Final score, Steamer 6, Knights 1, Cleveland leading that series 2-1. New York Empire and the International Man meets Bon Preschniak. Yeah, if I'm butchering your name, bro, you got to DM me. Continues his strong rookie campaign, going 6 innings while surrendering only 1 earned run. Baker Martinez got blown up, giving up 7 runs and only 3 1/3 innings of work. Ouch, sorry, bro, you'll bounce back. Empire offense struck early, led by Biscuit Basher, who went 4 for 5 on the day with 2 home runs and 6 RBIs. Thomas Rose and Eric Shun also added home runs to help carry the offense. Howie Feltersnatch goes 2 for 5 in the loss, one of the only bright spots for the Meats offense. Final score, Empire 9, Meats 5. Empire leads the series 2-1. And moving on again to the penultimate game of the Week 2 series, Game 4. Week 2, Las Vegas Jokers and Los Angeles Wild Things. Klaus Van Buren. Can I say Klaus? He's probably Klaus, but I want to say Klaus. Klaus Van Buren and Ken Schrader for LA combined for 9 innings while blanking the Jokers' offense. The pitchers allowed only 5 hits and 5 walks in the effort. Vinny Decent pitched a respectable 7 2/3 innings of 1-run ball, but he took the loss due to the Joker offense stalling. Gunny McGuire, again, love that guy, but come on, man, quit beating up on my team. Provided the game's only run with a late-game home run to give the Wild Things a lead. Pabst Beer Hat Man. God, there's so many good names in this league. He went 2 for 4 on the day, one of the lone offensive performers. Devin Anthony and MC Hammer, the only Joker players to reach base more than once. Final score, Wild Things 1, Joker 0. The series result, Los Angeles wins 3-1. Kirky Turkeys and Atlanta Marauders. Atlanta trying to avoid getting swept. Barry Cools for Kirky through a quality six innings while giving up only three runs in the efforts. Zeus Williams for Atlanta continued to struggle, throwing only three innings and giving up four earned runs. Salvatore Cash Money continued his strong play, recording another home run. Meals Wheels provided the Kirky offense with three RBIs on a home run. Brett Halliday for Atlanta was the Lone Star as he recorded two hits. Lone Star recorded two hits and two RBIs in today's game. Rapid Raccoon locked down the Marauders' offense in the ninth and recorded the save. Turkey 7, Atlanta 4. Kirky sweeps the series 4-0. Miami Knights and the Cleveland Steamers playing for the split. Bullseye McGillicuddy got knocked out after four innings, giving up two runs in the process. The Knights' bullpen combined to throw five shutout innings after this, featuring Yogi Berra and LaMichael Jordan's. The Dude for Cleveland put up a respectable seven inning, giving up only three runs on the day. Giancarlo Hammer, my goodness, we got a lot of hammers. I might need to change my name. Got the Steamers' offense going with two hits, including a home run. Pibe, is that a typo? Valderrama added a home run of his own, but aside from these two home runs, Cleveland would fail to score. Stanley Yelnats and Eagle Mondavi from Miami led the way, each hitting a home run. Barry Bonds also added two runs for the Knights. Final score, Knights 4, Steamers 2, series split 2-2. New York Empire at the International Man Meets, last game of the week. Gregor von Gerbert for the Meets threw six innings, giving up only three runs in his second career start. Good job, rookie. Diego Velasco outdueled his rookie counterpart, throwing 8 2/3 innings, giving up only one hit and one earned run. Biscuit Basher continued his strong play, recording another multi-hit, multi-RBI game, including a home run. Merle McGuire hit a home run, and Joey Phillips goes 2-for-4 to help the Empire offense. Mikomo Guynemer. I'm sure I said that one wrong. Guynemer. Yeah, whatever. Recorded the only hit for the Meets, a solo home run. Other Man Meets players were 0-for-23 with two walks. Ouch. Ouch. I can't say anything. The Jokers haven't been hitting very well either. Final score, Empire 3. Meets 1. Series result, the Empire won the series 3-1. Looking at the standing going into this week in the Bartolian Division, New York Empire 6-2 leading that division with a record of 6-2. The Wild Things are one game back at 5-3. The Man Meets, who had a chance to keep pace but couldn't do it, falling to 3-5. They're three games back. And the Jokers bringing up the rear, 2-6, four games back in the division. The Colonial Division. Kirky Turkey, 6-2, leading that division by two games over both the Miami Knights and the Cleveland Steamers, who stand at 4-4, and the Atlanta Marauders sharing the misery of the Jokers at 2-6, four games back at the bottom of their division. Looking at league leaders through week two, in no particular order, we've got Gunny McGuire, not surprising, we say his name a lot, average 313 batting average, three home runs, only three, feels like more than that, feels like he hit that many against the Jokers, maybe he did. 10 RBIs, Biscuit Basher hitting 412 with four home runs and 11 RBIs, Salvatore Cash Money hitting only, air quotes, 281, five home runs and nine RBIs, and Meals Wheels hitting 353 with three home runs and 14 RBIs. That is outstanding. For pitchers, we've got Diego Velasco from New York, 16 2/3 innings pitched, 1.62 ERA, only three Ks, so he's a control guy, a Greg Maddux type of guy, and if you don't know who Greg Maddux is, get out now, seriously. Google him at least, for God's sake. Dutch Armstrong from L.A., 16 innings pitched, 2.25 ERA, 10 Ks. Rick Vaughn II. I need to watch that movie again. Anyway, 14 innings pitched, 1.28 ERA, 8 Ks. Bringing up the rear, so to speak, Edgar Hamilton, 9 innings pitched. He's got 8 Ks. You ready for this ERA? 0.00. That's right. Nice ERA. Very well done there. So that wraps up week 2, and we, by the time this comes out, obviously we're going to be well into week 3. I'm having fun. My God, this is a fun league, isn't it? Hope you all are enjoying it, and we'll be back with more stuff. I am hoping to have an interview with a certain someone of note in the league to be dropped next week. Possibly this week, the very latest, but I don't see that happening. Got kind of a crazy busy schedule going on. And let's just face it, I'm kind of crap at managing my time sometimes. So anyway, this has been Coach's Corner, brought to you by Epic Esports. Thank you for joining, and protect your balls, people.
You've been listening to the Coach's Corner podcast with Coach Brian Craven, an Epic Esports Radio Network exclusive. If you enjoyed today's show, tell a friend. Make sure never to miss an episode by subscribing to Epic Esports on YouTube or downloading on Spotify. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram, and be sure to enable all notifications so you never miss our newest content. Thank you for listening.